Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
It was Alexander Pope who once wrote, "Fools rush in where angels fear to tread." Nevertheless, I'm going to rush in and talk about a topic which is close to my heart and recently on our minds. For over 10 days now, there has surfaced an alarming amount of racial tension regarding the shooting of teen Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. There is much we do not know. Here's what we do know. Police claim there was a struggle between police officer Darren Wilson and Michael at the time of the shooting. Others say Michael had raised his hands and was not struggling with the officer when he was shot. Brown was unarmed, and an autopsy showed that 6 bullets entered his body, 2 striking him in the head. This might have gone relatively unnoticed, except there has been considerable unrest ever since August 9th. Protests have been staged more or less daily since the shooting, and sometimes there has been looting and further violence. The racial tension in Ferguson is great enough that U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder decided to visit Ferguson yesterday. Even President Obama has weighed in on the situation, mostly asking for calm. The National Guard was recently called in to back up police after the Missouri Highway Patrol had taken over from the Ferguson Police Department. Now, all these efforts did not seem to calm rioting or resolve racial tensions because Monday this week, officers had to use tear gas and stun grenades after they came under heavy gunfire. Meanwhile, I read that the family says the funeral for young Michael Brown will take place Monday. I offer my condolences, as I also have a son named Michael. I offer 3 observations. 1, anarchy is not a happy state for anyone because looting, rioting, and mayhem hurts everyone, especially the business owners in the areas so afflicted. Police and the National Guard have a duty to keep law and order. 2, some police are trigger happy. I do not know if Officer Wilson was or was not. I believe officers have a right to defend themselves if their lives are threatened. But I also believe it is not a felicitous situation when they use excessive force to subdue suspected criminals. We've seen some of that in our not-too-distant past here in Eureka. I am glad to see that in the past few days, the Ferguson officers have been restrained, even in the face of bottles and rocks thrown. I'd say likewise in Eureka of late. 3, there are many hopeful signs even in the midst of a tense situation. I found a website that chronicles inspiring scenes of kindness in Ferguson. They include things like people of all colors cleaning the streets, handing out water and food to both police and protesters. I also noticed a pastor at a local church has his people out with their children, cleaning and making contact with all sides. He urged us all to have the humility enough to talk and listen to each other in the midst of this tumult. Another picture shows a group of people laying hands on Captain Ron Johnson from the MHP. They're praying for him, and we would all do well to emulate. After all, to err is human and to forgive divine. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.